What is up, guys? Welcome back to HGTTR Redskins Talk Pod. And today, continuing on the NBA draft, I'm going off right here. It's an hour before the draft. I'm going hot take. I'm no notes, nothing. I have no clue what I'm going to talk about. I have some idea I'm going to talk about. I'm going to go ahead and give you the up-to-date news. A trade was made earlier. Not too long ago, my Milwaukee Bucks traded their 30th pick for Tony Snell and their 30th pick for John Lohr. Pretty much a cap-saving move. They feel like they have a team they can get if they have the right cap space. They have a team that can get to the finals with the right cap space. So we will see what that move does for them in free agency when they have to re-sign a lot of players. Also, the Phoenix Suns traded the 32nd pick for. Let me see who that is, what they traded for. Gotta pull this up. I can't find it. I'm pretty sure the Suns traded the 32nd. Yep, Pacers traded for T.J. Warren and number 32nd overall pick. So the Pacers are picking 32nd now. So that was an earlier trade, and the big one that just happened literally minutes ago. This trade is what inspired me to come out with this podcast. Was the New Orleans Pelicans have traded the 4th pick to the Hawks for the 8th pick, their 17th pick, and 35th pick, future 2nd-round picks, and Solomon Hill. So it is believed to be. Hunter going at 4, so I believe it's the top 4 picks, I believe, are locked in at Zion, Ja Morant, RJ Barrett, and Hunter now. Of course, the only other guy in conversation for number 4 before this trade was Darius Garland, and obviously the Hawks don't need that with Trae Young being there. So I see this being Hunter coming in and trying to be that leader for the team. LeBron type player. I'm not saying he's going to be as good as LeBron. It's just going to lead a team like LeBron along with, it'll be kind of like a Kyrie and LeBron comparison there. I'm not saying they'll be as good as Kyrie and LeBron. I'm just saying like that's how they're targeting to try to be. And I think this is a great move to do that. So I believe, so then who that raises the question, what are the Pelicans going to take with the 8 and 17th pick? Also, they're possibly trading back up. They could trade back up. They could use those 2 picks and trade back up and get a guy like Coby White, Jarrett Culver, Cam Reddish, which I believe they could get at 8, but they could trade back up. They could see how the board's playing. If they want Jarrett Culver, they could trade back up and get Jarrett Culver. I see Jarrett Culver going to the Cavs just with if it is in fact confirmed that the Hawks take Hunter, I see Cavs going with Jarrett Culver. He can play forward. Him and Jordan Clarkson will probably be shooting guard forward combo. They're both shooting guards, but one can play one position. Culver's a 6'6 guy, so he's pretty tall. I mean, DeAndre Hunter's only 6'7, so he's only an inch shorter than Hunter, who's classified as a small forward power forward. So I think he can play small forward as well as Clarkson can. Let me look up how tall Clarkson is. So I believe Culver could instantly be inserted into that starting lineup with the Cavs, and I think it would be a good pick with Colin Sexton. I just don't see him going a point guard with Colin Sexton being there. I just don't see there any need to. He is 6'5". So, yeah, he'll be a shooting guard, and they can probably play Culver at the shooting or small forward position. And then their starting lineup would look like Colin Sexton, Jordan Clarkson, Jarrett Culver, Kevin Love, and Tristan Thompson. And then they also have the 26th pick, so they could possibly upgrade it at center here, bring in a true forward, also bring in – that would be looking for a good bench player to go along with the team, a good depth player. A guy like Ty Jerome would be good. kind of play off the bench for Colin Sexton. I don't see Jerome falling to 26, but it is also a possibility. A guy that if I was the Cavs at 26 and this guy was available, I would take Kevin Porter, shooting guard and small forward out of USC. That's a smart pick there. That would be a smart pick for them. I'd be interested in looking power forward because maybe Kevin Love's not the option. He's not going to be the guy leading your team. So that's the guy option they could go. So Cavs have multiple ways to go, but I see if this is Hunter, I see them easily taking Culver, not thinking about it, which leaves Phoenix in a love this. They love this. They would love this situation, taking Garland with this sixth pick, and they would have no trouble at all taking this Garland here. I got to play with Devin Booker. They just traded T.J. Warren, I believe they're small forward, but they got Bridges in there, so I don't think they'll be too worried about that. So I think they'll take Garland here, and to give put Devin Booker that point guard he's needed since Eric Bledsoe left. I think there's no question they're going point guard, whether it be Coby White or Garland, but I think Garland will be available at six, and they take them. That leaves Chicago taking Coby White, in my opinion. No brainer here. Maybe Cam Reddish, but I think they take Coby White. Chris Dunn's been okay. He hasn't been anything amazing. He's great on defense, but I think Coby White could also play shooting guard. You could play a small lineup with Chris Dunn, Coby White, and Zach LaVine, but I think he'll end up taking over that starting job if he is the number seven overall pick to the Bulls. And then eight now is the Pelicans. I see them going Cam Reddish. Right now their starting small forward is going to end up being Brandon Ingram. So we're going to Cam Reddish behind him. He could also play shooting guard, which I think they're pretty good at shooting guard. They got Jrue Holiday and Josh Hart. Josh Hart is a player I really like. I think he's a good young talent. Jrue Holiday, of course, should be an all-star in my opinion. He's kind of one of those low-key good players, so they don't really get too much attention. They could also get point guard here, but I think if Coby White's not on the board or Garland's not on the board, they're not going to go point guard. They also have that 17th pick, so they could probably get a point guard down there. I think they do need to get a point guard because Lonzo's a little shaky. You don't know what's going to happen. They could also sign one free agency, but I think I would get a point guard in this draft, try to get a point guard. They could go Bol Bol. They need a center. I think 17, in my opinion, will go Bol Bol. They will take a center because that center position is weak unless they're going to start Randall at the center position. Right now, it would be Randall. They got to re-sign Randall, too. It would be Jahlil Okafor at that starting center position. I don't see that being a good starting center. Yep, just came through on my phone. Hawks targeting DeAndre Hunter with the number four pick. So I do believe that is what's going to be. So then that would leave Washington. I still see I'm using this little thing here, and it just refreshed, and it's with the trades. So this mock draft here that I was using just to get the players – I'm not even copying them. I'm actually way different from what they are. This stupid ad. There's an ad here now. They got Garland going to the Chicago after the refresh. The first refresh, they had him going to the Pelicans. But after this refresh, they have him falling past Phoenix. They have Phoenix taking Coby White, which is an interesting pick. But I see since Phoenix traded that 32nd overall pick, they're going to have to go point guard here. I thought they could have gone Carson Edwards at 32nd overall and been happy, and he could probably came in and started immediately if he had a good summer. But they don't have that option now, so I see them definitely taking a point guard. I think it's Garland, but this mock draft might be no more than me because they're the experts, and I'm just recording a daggum podcast. excuse me. They have Sekou Diambo, I don't know how to say his name, from France going to DC. That'd be a good pick. He's a small forward slash power forward. I mean, looking at last year, their starting small forward was Trevor Ariza. So I think that'd be a smart pick. I haven't really seen much out of him, so I don't know what to think. They have the Hawks going Jackson Hayes, which is also a good pick. They need a center to upgrade from Alex Len. I don't think Alex Len's going to be too good of a center. I don't think he's a quality starting center in the NBA. So go ahead and upgrade. They still have that number 10 pick. So go ahead and upgrade the center position there with that. And then they have Minnesota going Roy Hachimura. I can't say his name either. I think Nasir Little goes here. Nasir Little, I think, in my opinion, is a better player. So, oh, breaking news. Suns trade number 6 overall pick to the Wolves. And then the Suns get Darius Saric. So, as we were talking about the Wolves, what do the Wolves do here? They are probably going to look for a point guard. So I think it's either Garland here, Kobe White possible. So what is Phoenix going to do for the point guard? They picked up a good player in Saric. I think Saric is a good player. The Wolves have Derrick Rose. They also have somebody else. Do they have? I think they have another point guard. They have Jeff Teague, that's who it is. Popped in my head right as I finished. I don't know if he's a free agent. I think he's a free agent. So I would be willing to bet it's a even if Derrick Rose and Jeff Teague are, you're still going to want a point guard. They're both old. I think it's a point guard here. They could also be targeting Jarrett Culver. I don't know if he falls past Cleveland. But we'll see. I'm trying to see if there's anything like the Hawks, like it said, like the Hawks were eyeing, but they don't have anything. Let's see if this thing refreshes here. Let's see if it gives us the update. Nope. So I think Minnesota's going to go with the point guard here. So that leaves the Suns at, what are they going to take? I think they go small forward here. And the Nasir Little and take, that forward, they traded TJ Warren, but they also have Bridges, a guy they drafted last year. So I'm not sure if that's the way they go. I'm really confused because I thought they really wanted a point guard. Unless they're targeting somebody in free agency, I've seen a lot of rumors where D'Angelo Russell could go to them, which is a good, he's a good point guard. But I just really thought they were going to take a point guard. I don't know who they're going to go with here. They got a center in DeAndre Ayton. They took him last year. Maybe power forward. Power forward is a weak spot for them. So that could possibly be where they could go. They could go Roy Hachimura here. PJ Washington. Those are all guys they could take. Jackson Hayes, if he falls past Atlanta, he could play power forward as well. Yeah, that's some interesting. That's an interesting thing, interesting topic. So, let me see if this refreshes. No, so I think Boston trades up. I think they end up trading up, whether it be, and I think it's going to be with Washington. I think Washington's going to look for Bol Bol. I have a feeling that they're going to take Bol Bol. A lot of the Washington reports have said they like Bol Bol. So they might trade down a little bit and try to go get Bol Bol. So I could see the Celtics trading up with Washington. The Celtics going to target I would say they would target a point guard, but they also need a center. Al Horford's probably going to leave. So they could go many ways with that as well. I think they trade up. They got 3 picks in the first round, too. I say they keep one of those and try to take Ty Jerome or Nickeil Alexander-Walker with that. But if they don't, I see them trading up and getting a center. Yeah, that's nothing really. I'm just going to talk about that. Let me see here. Let me read this notification and see if anything comes from it. Here's what it says. The Wolves are sending a number 11 pick and Dario Saric to the Suns for number 6 overall pick. So nothing else on that. Yeah, I mean, Twitter's giving the Suns heck about this because they thought they were going to take a point guard, but maybe they end up trading back up. I don't know. So I'm going to end this here. I'll have a reaction to the draft up Saturday or Sunday. So thank you for listening, and enjoy the draft.